most folk who think they're waking up don't wake up. They're simply reacting to things that are affecting them personally. We saw it with the free trade agreement and the NAFTA agreement and so on, when factories after factories across the countries involved decided closing down and setting up in Mexico and in China, of course, with the GATT treaty took off as well. Again, the superior class above you don't regard you, your nation, even if they're born in it, they don't regard that as their home, and they don't regard you as their fellow citizens. They are a class, a creed above all of that, you see. And they made sure, too, of all the safeguards, the multiple safeguards out there to trap the people here and there, the odd person here and there, who would wake up and start saying, what's going on here? What's when, as I say, their clash of indoctrination and what seemed to be happening didn't tally quite right. Counterintelligence is very, very important. And the best of it is, many of their security agencies and so on involved in intelligence wrote many papers about this, some of which are published, talking about how to recapture the mind or disable the mind. After all, nothing can happen against a dominant elite unless people rise up with a consciousness and an understanding of what truly is happening. Therefore, the whole point is to prevent them getting to that level of understanding, and you become disabled by the attacks they put out there for you to fall into, to walk into, actually. Any system, especially in the US, they call it the Patriot Movement and so on, things like that, can be taken over quite easily and led, in fact, into a thousand pathways which disassociate you from reality along the way, with the Pied Pipers who lead you into New Age thought, thinking, magical thinking, things like that, until you have facts of what's happening in the world mixed up with aliens, ancient mythologies that are presented as being real, like Anunnaki and things like that, until it's all a confused mass, and the person who prattles off the facts combined with all these mythologies that are intentionally put out there for you to follow because they're fascinating, discredits the facts embedded within them. And that's counterintelligence. It works awfully, awfully well. In every age and generation, the proper people saw to it that their proper indoctrination and beliefs were given properly to the people. The proper people designed the beliefs and system. They taught it to the people properly, and the people believed properly. That's never changed. It's a very, very old, old system of managing masses of people. It's never changed whatsoever. Russell also said, basically, that those in the know of the true reality, the ones up at the top, who told those in academia and media what to do and what to present to the public and what to teach the public, would be on their side. They'd be bought and paid for, basically, and put in place. And that's never changed either. It's worked awfully, awfully well up to the present time, and I don't see any reason why it shouldn't continue. And it's always a shock in what people believe are the democracies when people look back at things and say, why did 9/11 happen? And they understand for the moral justification for manufactured wars, you must always have what appears to be the moral high ground. You're in shock. You didn't see it coming. You didn't know what brought it on and what have you done to them, etc., etc. Even though the Project for New American Century, a private organization with the Bush Jr. members in it, as members themselves, in the 90s presented their own documentation on the countries they wanted to take over through warfare across the entire Middle East. And they published it twice in the 90s, before 9/11 even happened, but they're all shocked when it happened, etc., etc. Same with NAFTA and GATS. And so, oh, gee whiz, what's happened? We didn't see that China would end up being the manufacturing system or a nation for the whole planet, which is nonsense. It was designed to be that way. But the beauty of this democracy is it appears to the people who think vaguely about things. They don't really sit down and analyze those things which they simply implicitly accept. As living in a democracy, they don't analyze it and say, well, what makes me think that? And what did make me think that? And is it democracy? And so on. Because no one ever takes the can for the big seeming gaffes that happen. Oh, we didn't see there be mass unemployment in the Western countries when we signed these free trade deals. All that nonsense, you see. But it's a beauty of a system because heads don't roll. No one does take responsibility. And that's why it can continue. It's a system above the system you're taught is the ultimate system. That's what runs the world. It's all private organizations, always was. And you're taught the opposite, that somehow government's in charge of even the corporations, instead of being the other way around. After all, it's private corporations that fund politicians into office. These aren't simply gifts, like, here, we love you. It's a deal. We put you in, this is what you do. And you benefit us. It's always been that way, folks. Stop being so naive. That's your indoctrination that teaches you to be so naive. And because of that, you can't think past anything. Even when things are going all wrong and your currency is dropping as far as purchasing power goes, you make excuses for it all. And you still implicitly believe, like children, that's your indoctrination again, that somehow it's going to get better. But it hasn't got better. And it's not intended to get better. It's going to get worse because the big boys, again, through all their extraneous organizations have created at the top. And none of them are independent, believe you me, and go their own way. None of them whatsoever. From the Bank for International Settlements, privately owned, IMF, central banking systems, etc., etc. The United Nations, all these things were set up by a private group of very rich people.